Hello everyone, welcome back to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. I am excited to be with you today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Thanks for joining us. Today's topic is language.
Today's title is Excuse Me. Excuse Me. Peter, this is the second day of our language article. Yesterday we learned a couple ways to use the phrase excuse me. Can you tell me one way?
Excuse me? What did you say? Well, when someone is busy, we need to talk to them. We first say, excuse me.
That's right. We also use the phrase, excuse me, when we don't hear what someone says. Good example.
So, when else can you use it? Well, today we'll learn about some other ways to use this important phrase. Let's begin now with our Read It. Friends, read along with us.
Alex and Rob are working in the studio. Rob says, excuse me, because he burped. He is a little embarrassed, but it's okay. Alex didn't notice, so Rob didn't interrupt Alex's work. Later, Alex is reading a newspaper in the Jungle Cafe. Taylor doesn't find the article very interesting, so she ends her conversation with him. She must get back to the office.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, sorry, Pauline. The read it was very interesting. It's just that I'm a little tired today.
That's okay. You gave us a good example of using the phrase, excuse me.
Oh, that's exactly what I meant to do.
Well, good job. Now it's time to learn some more about that important phrase. But to begin with, let's start with some key words with Christina.
Hello, Rob 和 Alex 在摄影棚里工作。Rob 忽然打嗝了。他对 Alex 说, Excuse me, I just burped.动词 burp 就是打嗝。原来在公共场合做打嗝这个事是不礼貌的。不过 Alex 说没关系，我根本没有注意到。I didn't notice。动词 notice 就是注意到。然后 Rob 很客气地问他，我有没有打扰到你的工作 ？Did I interrupt your work？ 动词 interrupt 可以表达打扰或者是暂时中断。Alex 说没有，我刚做完了。Alex 到了 Jungle Cafe 在那里看报纸。He is reading a newspaper. 报纸就是 newspaper. 它是可数名词。他看到一则有关打嗝的报道，想要跟 Taylor 分享。他问 Taylor, Do you want to hear something interesting? 趣味的形容词 interesting 就是有趣、有意思的。
Excuse me.
Why?
I just burped. Sorry.
Don't worry. I didn't notice.
Well, that's good. But it is still a little embarrassing.
You shouldn't feel bad. Everyone burps.
I guess so. Thanks. Did I interrupt your work?
No. I just finished.
Me too.Let's go to the Jungle Cafe.
You know, it's nice to see how polite everyone is at work. Everyone says, excuse me, all the time.
It is a common phrase, but you're right. I think it does show how polite everyone is here. And this time, it's Rob who says, excuse me.
Right. Oh, we've been talking a lot about this phrase, but you know who hasn't talked about it yet?
Who's that, Pauline?
Christina. Christina would love to help us learn about this important phrase. Let's go to her now.
Rob 打了一个嗝，他说 excuse me, 因为觉得自己失礼，所以这个句子可以用来表达歉意。其实 excuse me 的用途很广。第二种用途就是用来引起对方注意，或者是请人过来一下。比如你可以对餐厅的服务生说 Excuse me, may I have the bill? 表示你要买单付账了。 第三种用途是用在没听清楚对方说话的时候，比如你们在比较吵闹的环境里，对方讲话可能没有听清楚时，你可以说 Excuse me? 把结尾的这个语调提高，说 Excuse me? 这样子对方就会大声一点，再说一次的意思。第四种情况就是在表达抗议、不以为然的时候，比如妈妈问是谁把饼干吃光的，妹妹说是你吃光的，你可以说 Excuse me, I only had one. 这个时候同样的句子要用比较强烈的语气，几乎是把每一个音都加重了，这样子对方会知道你不高兴在抗议了。
Thanks, Christina. Well, let's get back to Rob. Why is he using this phrase? We can think of some possibilities. Does he have a question for Alex?Or did Alex say something to Rob and he didn't hear him?
No, he is using this phrase for a different reason. Remember you said excuse me when you yawned after the read it? Well, this is similar. Rob burped while Alex and Rob were typing.
Oh, I see. So Rob was embarrassed and said excuse me.
Right. But Alex didn't hear Rob burp.He's confused when Rob says, excuse me. So Rob tells him he just burped. But Alex says, Rob shouldn't feel bad. Burping is normal.
That's true. Everyone does burp. But in our culture, people usually think that burping in public is a little impolite. It's kind of embarrassing. So in English, it is always best to say, excuse me, after you burp.
I agree. But in this situation with Rob, he actually had two reasons for saying excuse me. One was because he was a little embarrassed, but he also said it because he thought he had interrupted Alex's work.
Right. Remember yesterday? James said excuse me before asking what time is it. Tina was watching something on her computer, so she had to stop.Doing what she was doing. That's what you do before you say something.
Exactly. If somebody is doing something and you stop them because you need to talk to them, that's interrupting. When you interrupt people, you should always say, excuse me first. That reminds me...
Oh, excuse me. Sorry to interrupt you. I hate to do that, but it's time for a break. Friends, we'll be back with more right after this.Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Hello, friends. Welcome back from the break. Excuse me, Peter. Sorry to interrupt you, but we're back from the break.
Oh, sorry, everyone. That was a little embarrassing. Excuse me. Welcome back.
We are so glad you are here today learning, and let's learn some more together with this next conversation.
Taylor, do you want to hear something interesting?
Yes, okay.
Most people burp about 15 times a day.
Ew! That's not interesting. That's gross.
Sorry, Taylor. I just read about it in my newspaper.
It's okay, but will you excuse me, Alex? I must get back to the office.
Sure, Taylor. I'll see you later.
Alex read something interesting in the newspaper. Interesting is the opposite of boring.
Right. If you enjoy learning about something, then it is interesting to you. For example, I think science is interesting. I like to read about science.
Alex asks Taylor, do you want to hear something interesting? When you learn something new and you want to tell another person about it,This is a nice question to use.
What interesting fact did Alex learn?
He read about burping, remember? He read that people burp about 15 times a day.
Ew, I agree with Taylor. That's not interesting. That's gross.
That's gross.
I'm glad you agree, Peter. Or, wait, are you just saying that's gross because it's today's
calendar phrase?
That's gross.
That's gross. 真恶心.
Hey, there's a bug in my soup.
Ew, that's gross.
There's a worm in my soup.
Ew, that's gross.
There's a fly in my soup.
Ew, that's gross.
That's not gross. That's delicious. Mmm.
Oh, gross.
That's gross.
That's gross. 真恶心.
Calendar phrase is right. We're all different. You might think science is boring, but I think it's interesting. Alex thinks burping is normal, but Taylor thinks it's gross.
Alex says sorry to Taylor. He didn't know that Taylor thinks burping is gross. He doesn't want her to feel uncomfortable, so he says sorry.
How did Alex know that people burp 15 times a day?
He just read it in his newspaper. Oh, and I just remembered that Christina wants to talk to us about something right now. Let's have her come.
Alex 说大部分的人一天大约打嗝15次，这是他刚刚从报上看到的。他说 I just read about it in my newspaper. 这个句子里有好几个需要注意的地方。首先副词 just 在这里是刚才的意思。既然讲的是刚才发生的事 ,read, read, 就是要念成过去式念成 read, 不能读成 read, 因为 read 的动词三态是 read, read, read。第二点要注意的就是接系词 in my newspaper, 虽然我们中文常说在报纸上看到什么，但是在英文里接系词要用 in, 不是用 on。要说 I read her story in a book, 或者 their photos are in that magazine. 这种情况下都要用 in.
Thanks, Christina. Hey, do you read the newspaper?
Well, I do like to read the news. I like to know what's happening in the world. But I usually read newspaper articles on my phone.
Hey, did you notice that Taylor used the phrase, excuse me, in a new way?
Oh, yes. She says, excuse me, before she leaves. Excuse me is a nice way of ending a conversation. It is especially good to use if you need to leave before the other person.
Oh, excuse me, but I forgot. I need to leave early today, so I'll see you later, okay?
Well, wait, Peter, you can't leave early.We have to finish the show.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, that was just another example. And we need to go to Rebecca. She has lots of great examples. Here she is.
Hello, friends. Today, I have a very special treat for you, a grammar point. If you want to say that you will do something in the future, you can use this grammar point. For example...I'll find my books tomorrow. Or you can replace the I with she. She'll meet you at the department store. Friends, now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. We do hope you use these grammar points at home. But now it's time to review our lesson. Let's look at those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Burp. Burp. I ate too many hot dogs. I need to burp.
Notice. Notice. Did you notice her shoes? I loved them.
Interrupt. interrupt. Don't interrupt me. I'm talking now.
Newspaper. Newspaper. She often reads the news in a newspaper.
Interesting. Interesting. I find technology very interesting. Okay, friends, those are your key words for today. Keep on practicing. Now let's review our conversations one more time.
Oh, excuse me.
Why?
I just burped. Sorry.
Don't worry. I didn't notice.
Well, that's good, but it is still a little embarrassing.
You shouldn't feel bad. Everyone burps.
I guess so. Thanks. Did I interrupt your work?
No, I just finished.
Me too. Let's go to the Jungle Cafe.
Taylor, do you want to hear something interesting?
Yes, okay.
Most people burp about 15 times a day.
Ew, that's not interesting. That's gross.
Sorry, Taylor. I just read about it in my newspaper.
It's okay, but will you excuse me, Alex? I must get back to the office.
Sure, Taylor. I'll see you later.
Learning how to be friendly and polite in another culture is very important. The phrase, excuse me, is just one good phrase that will help our friends sound polite in English.
Before you travel to other countries, we suggest that you learn these polite words in their language.
Yes, it's also a good idea to learn about the culture. For example, what is the polite way to greet someone in that country? Do you shake hands or maybe you bow?
Well, what's it like in Costa Rica?
Actually, in Costa Rica, you can lean in and touch cheeks. Then you kiss the air. It sounds a little funny when I say it, but it is a way of being polite and friendly in their culture.
Well, this picture also shows the words you say, like thank you, goodbye, and I'm sorry. But learning how to say you are sorry or to say thank you is more than just learning the words.
That's right. Although, knowing how to say the words is a good first step. And then keep learning more about the culture.
So you did that with us today and yesterday, friends. You're doing good jobs.
Yes, I think you know now when and how to use the phrase, excuse me. You know more than just the words, you know why we use them.
All right, friends, now it's time for Jungle Chit Chat. Let's watch it together.
Well?
Well, what?
Aren't you going to say, excuse me?
What for?
You burped.
Oh, I thought you didn't notice.
Well, I did notice, Ginger. You should be embarrassed.
But burps happen.
I know. It's okay to burp. But you should say excuse me.
But I don't want to interrupt you. You might be busy.
Ginger, always say excuse me after you burp. That's polite.
Okay, I'll remember.
Well?
Oh, excuse me.
You're excused.
Oh, excuse me. Hello there. I'm Jack and welcome to Jack's File. I was just answering a text. I try to be polite, but when I must interrupt someone or get someone's attention, I say, excuse me. I hope you do that too. Being polite to others is a good thing, and the phrase excuse me has many uses. When you're in a restaurant and you want to get a server's attention, you can say, excuse me. You can say the same thing to a clerk in a store, a hotel worker, or anyone who serves people. When you say, excuse me, you can get their attention and they can help you. You also say, excuse me, when you need to walk in front of someone or need to get past someone in a small area. If you need to walk in front of people in a movie theater to get to your seat, you can say, excuse me. If you need to get past someone in the aisle of a supermarket, you say, excuse me. You also say, excuse me, if you need to interrupt someone who is talking. You should try not to interrupt, but if you must, you say, excuse me. If you cough or sneeze or burp, you should also say, excuse me. If you do something impolite, you can say, excuse me. When you say, excuse me, people will often answer with, no problem, or, that's all right. Sometimes people will say, pardon me, instead of excuse me. And finally, you say, excuse me, when you need to leave a group of people. If you're talking with others, you can say, excuse me, I have to leave now. Excuse me is a very useful phrase. There are so many places you can use the phrase, excuse me. I hope you will remember to use it. When everyone is polite, the whole world is a nicer place. Now excuse me, I need to leave to go to a meeting. Thanks for joining me on Jack's File today. See you next time.
Well, I really do believe it's good to learn these polite phrases in every language you can. In fact, let me quiz you, Peter. You lived in the Philippines. Did you learn how to say excuse me there?
Well, you'd say something like kuya or ate first, which means like aunt or uncle, to be respectful. Then they actually say the English excuse me.
Really?
But say po at the end, which makes it respectful.
Oh, that's nice. In Spanish, usually you would say perdón.
Ah, that's pretty close to English, like
yeah.
pardon me. Well, friends, thanks for joining us today, and make sure to come back tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.